Well, it all started when I took a job as a private investigator, specializing in locating people. The firm was called Pathfinder. My first job, my quest, if you will, was to focus on this regal viper and track her on her latest excursion from Tacoma to Dakota via Montana. So far as I could tell, this swift little trooper's expedition had left a Tahoe of maximum heartache from Park Avenue to Silverado. Her name was Savannah Isuzu. And I was bentley on finding her, no matter how Ferrari I Honda go to do it. Besides, this little venture was my passport to the Altima Golf Odyssey, and I wasn't about to pass that up. Well, I finally saw her in a rundown bar in Olds. Seducing her was integral to my plan, so not wanting to appear Jeep, I ordered some Lamborghini and sat her next to her. She was having the Mitsubishi. Howdy. Been looking forward to meeting you. Jimmy Durango's the name. My friends call me Intrepid. What's your sign? I asked. Taurus. I was getting the vibe. I had to explore her right then. So I slid my hand onto her neon under the sable. Hey, I'm taking Vitara. I boasted, trying to impress her. She seemed intrigued by my mystique. Camaro, she growled. So being as cavalier as I could, I leaned toward her, expecting a kiss, but she dodged at the last minute and I rammed my face into the back of her chair. That Mustang. She leaned over and whispered in my ear, Jet of Life Durango. I knew right then a Hummer was out of the question. Hey, don't call 911, I sneered. I Mazda mistaken you for somebody looking for a Buick Chevrolet. You obviously don't know what you're missing. Well, I could feel her mercury rising. Let's get one thing straight, Durango. If you're Lincoln, you can just Rolls-Royce in here, get me Lotus, and probe my Volvo. You got another thing coming, Pontiac. Obviously, she was no Porsche chauffeur. I had my pride. Hyundai wasn't about to legacy my embarrassment. Toyota have the doorman throw you out. She laughed. But I can't lack you.
Well, my low self-esteem seemed to echo through the bar, but it was but a prelude to the insight I gained when she Volkswagen vanished like a mirage on the breeze.
You go! I shouted. Chrysler, she's good, I thought. Suddenly it occurred to me. Maybe car names was the wrong approach. Maybe Savannah was a hockey talk woman.
Since I eyes her, man. Sitting there acting all koivu, batting her Eliashes at me. She was the cat's Lemieux.
Maybe hockey talk was how I could Garen the Sakic. And I wanted to Garen the Sakic in a bad way. Savannah, I said, I know talking's cheap, but especially now. But what say you and I march on back to my Bertuzian vault like newlyweds? Bet, man, she said. Jagger, I said. Donald, Jerry, and Joseph, I thought. Savannah wants to bonk.
I thought it would be the greatest night of my life. I was sorely mistaken. See, I paid the check manic. We jumped in her pot van and drove to her place in Rawawa. I put on some Crosby, Stillman, and Nash. She shares this little housely with a bro, Dern, or son, Dean. They were away in Linden. It's good, she says they tend to get mad in Chelios when she brings Newman in. Of course, by then I was totally hammer-licked and I didn't jigger. Well, before I knew it, we were knolling around on the flurry in her recce room. I was fogling with her brash ear.
She slowly tuck her gonchar off.
Osgood, she said. Osgood! Gilmore! Gilmore! So I touched her Poplinski. She went totally Melnick. She had a hand on my Francis crying, Domi! Domi now! Well, that's when it happened. My Pekka. My Pekka. It went all palfy. That Makita of Aginland Schneps had made my pronger dead marsh. I think I'm going to up Kachuk just remembering this. Niedermeyer, Jimmy, she said. Niedermeyer. You're just not ready for the big leagues. Arsenault are not. Well, after 5 minutes of this, she had me booling like a baby. Don't worry, Durango, she said. I don't kiss Antonelli, but you better leech. So I hork off out of there, vowing never again to robe a Taiwan on and sow my wild oats. It can get messy, eh?
Man, I hated that truck. It let me down so many times. I hated that truck. You hear them wheel bearings whine, and it seemed to be followed by a cloud of rotten luck. Man, I hated that truck. It knocked and pinged. Both my ears were sore, I was 16. It was all I could afford, and the only speedy thing it ever did was burn up a clutch. Man, I hated that truck, and it sucked gas like it was going out of style. It drank oil nearly 2 quarts to the mile, and it would overheat and leave you stranded, feeling like a schmuck. Man, I hated that truck. An old stepside Dodge from 1963. I swear to God that old truck hated me. The girls would all laugh if I ever dared ask him for a date in that old crate. Well, it kept me broke, buying points, plugs, and wires. It'd make you choke, 'cause it would smoke like it was on fire, and it would burn through them recaps faster than grease through a duck. Man, I hated that truck. The years sputter by like a slant six motor. Computers replaced the old cap and rotor. But lately I've been thinking I sure would like to drive that truck again, like an old friend. I remember now, shifting three on the tree. I remember how it made me feel free. And though I couldn't count on it at all, at least not too much, I kinda miss that truck. Points, plugs, and wires, I miss that truck. Nearly 2 quarts to the mile, I miss that truck.
Well, I saved up my bread and bought a big new car. Cut it down to a ball of fire. Real life mom, that's what she are. Named it Jiminy, Jiminy Cricket. and did proceed to paint the name all over the side, the terror of Interstate 40. Well, it'd move out smartly, I won't lie. You ought to see the chicks all give it the eye. Hotter than a pistol, that's no jive. Had a full house, two fours, and an overdrive. And that is an uncommonly large amount of motor. Oh, do catch me if you can. Yeah, when I hit town, it'd be a great big buzz. Having a ball, shaking the fuzz. I look back at them, give them a smile. Know they couldn't catch me in a country mile. So I just drive on, I'm bleeding. Watching their irate faces through my chrome-plated rear-view mirror thing. I was cruising one night, doing 105. A swinging snuff queen caught my eye. Digging that chick and bless my soul. Wrapped it all around the telephone pole. Blah! My big car. My bread and all. Wasted upside a telephone pole. Plain to see that I done blew my cool. Now everybody, they just calling me fool. All I can show from my car and my bread is a pile of junk and a tore up head. And I'm walking. Girls all say, where's your big new car? And I say, I broke it. So there. And they say, bye. Let's go off somewhere, rent yourself a roller skate.
This is our head mechanic, Jose. Jose is hooking me up to this lie detector machine at my request. Why am I doing this? So I can prove to you people once and for all, here at Creasel Brothers Used Cars, we know what we sell. If I lie one tiny bit, you'll hear it.
It's on, Mr. Creasel.
Good. Hi, I'm Al Creasel. Okay, I was lying. My name is Emmett Creasel. I changed it for the business. But we here at Creasel Used Cars aren't lying. We aren't kidding. We're telling the truth when we say we have used cars in A1 condition, A2, A3. We have used cars. This is my wife, my girlfriend, a woman I know, and our son. Odds are he's my son. But isn't she beautiful? I was drunk. You know, here at Creasel Brothers Used Cars, we have easy credit terms. Well, they're a little tricky, but remember, we guarantee every car, every other car. We guarantee we won't guarantee any car. Creasel Brothers is a name you can count on, rely on, pronounce. Good night.
How come it is I never can win when I buy a new car? How come it is when I buy a new car while it's still on the showroom floor? Everything works till I sign them papers, get in it and drive out the door. How come it is two blocks down the street all kinds of things go wrong? Then I see 12 others just like it, same color, before I can even drive the thing home. How come it is I never can win when I buy a new car? How come it is when I turn on the key, the hood flies up in front, and just as I'm backing the thing out of the garage, the radio arrow goes up? How come the signal lights flash up and down when I turn on the windshield wipers? And what do you say to a guy in the back seat's been hit by a flying cigarette lighter? How come it is when I take the car back and say there's a few things wrong, it just so happens not a one of them are covered by a warranty 1,000 pages long? How come the salesman that sold me the car all of a sudden don't know me no more? So I wind up and back in the service department with some nut with a clipboard. How come it is I never can win when I buy a new car? Well, the license plates need balancing, fender skirts are out of line, The glove compartment needs a rang job, and the clock's on Smoky Mountain time. Your trunk lid needs relining. All your tires are on upside down. The bumper jack won't, and the radio's ruined, cause the antifreeze all drained down. Needless to say, all the loan cars are out, but I can rent one for a day or two. So it's right around the same car I traded in. I wonder if this ever happened to you. I'm coming in, I never can win. When I buy a new car, how come it is I never can win?
Driving along, you can see all the people who seem to have nothing to say to each other. Each day they grow farther and farther away from each other. Driving along, you can spot all the problems on faces so tired of facing each other. Each day they grow farther.
Caught in the rush hour the other day. The guy behind me at the intersection, oh boy, he's going beep, beep, beep. Can't you do something about those stinking fumes? I just kept walking. See? Once I was driving down a highway, and I was swerving all over because I was trying to change the radio. And just as I got the old one taken out, this state trooper pulls me over. Well, I shouldn't make fun of his speech impediment. He says, "Can I see your license?" So I hand him my wallet. He says, "Will you please remove it from the wallet?" I thought, oh, great. Sure enough, the snake pops up in my face. He says, "Walk a straight line." So I do. He said, "You call that a straight line? Now you know how you can never think of a clever reply until after the guy's gone." I mean, I wished I had said, "Yeah." But I was was nervous, and all I could think of to say was, well, Officer Pythagoras, the closest you could ever come to achieving a straight line would be by making an electroencephalogram of your own brain waves. I said, Officer, I'm taking my mom to the hospital. She OD'd on reducing pills. He said, I don't see any woman with you. I said, I'm too late. And he searches my car to look for her. And he sees my glove compartment, that there's a gun in there. He said, you can go to prison with this gun. I said, it'll come in handy, you know, won't it? He said, you're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Do you wish to retain that right? I thought, ooh, a paradox. I told him. And he takes me to the police station. They said, you get one phone call. So I call my house and my sister answers. I said, hi, I need $1,000 for bail. She said, where am I going to get that money this time of night? I said, I don't know. Is the naval base still open? And he hangs up the phone.
Well, howdy, 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 and habla espanol. I'm Reverend Billy Bob Joe Brown, Jr. for Reverend Billy Bob Joe Brown, Jr.'s new and used Holy Wheels, the largest inventory of religious vehicles in Southern California. This little beauty right here has got positive traction power healing, it's got prayer conditioning, and it's been entirely reincarnated from its born-again engine to its resurrected body. It's a steal at $8.95, so we charge you $9.95 because you don't want to steal from the Lord now, do you? It's got the Golden Gate doors, it's got the Nativity swivel seats, and of course comes with a standard Infinity guarantee. Easy terms right here at Reverend Billy's. Just 1/10 of your yearly earnings and an option on your firstborn, you drive it over the curb. We're easy to find here at Reverend Billy's. Just take any off-ramp off any freeway. You'll find us where the freeways end in San Paquito. I'll see you here.
Come on down to Reverend Billy Bob Joe Brown.
He took his sweetie for a ride one Sunday. Johnny was togged up in his best Sunday clothes. She nestled close to his side. Now things went just dandy till they got down the road. Then something happened to the old machinery. That engine got his goat, off went his hat and coat. Everything needed repair.
He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. A dozen times they'd start to hug and kiss, and then the darned old
in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle. middle of the block. Teach your eyes to look up. Teach your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner where the coast is clear. And wait until you've seen the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.
And now here's a message from your friends at Studebaker.
Whoa, whoa now, whoa.
There she is, Dr. B. Baxter Sr., California.
Yep, we finally made it, Mama. All of us, the whole family, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga.
Yeah, after miles of trackless desert and towering mountains.
Tornadoes and rock slides.
Thunderstorms and snake bites.
Athlete's foot and famine.
Black flies and gingivitis.
Runny nose and scratchy throat.
Flaky dandruff and ring around the collar.
Chigger bites and the heartbreak of psoriasis. At times I could see the headline, Pioneer Family Nearly Itches to Death.
Remember when little B. Baxter Jr. throwed up in your tackle box?
Yeah, I never thought I'd laugh about that, but here we are, California, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga. Say, Mama, what do you say after the dog does the dishes tonight? We send B. Baxter Jr. and little Ida Bell out to pick huckleberries, and you and me will pooch up in the backseat of the Conestoga.
Just like we used to do back in Knoxville.
You'll never see Knoxville again, Mama.
Thanks to our Studebaker.
Studebaker is the one to get you to the coast. Going overland, they'll lend a hand. Of all the wagons, they're the toast. Studebaker Mormons. And Quakers love the one when they're needing a wagon. Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today.
Studebaker!
Studebaker, four wheels and a tongue will get you clear to California. Dealerships available.
Well, I'm a real gone daddy and a big yellow caddy. Well, I'll tell you if you ain't been told. That when you hear my horn, just as sure as you're born, well, I'll be coming down the middle of the road. You gotta have luck or a 10-ton truck if you shouldn't meet me down the line. Cause I'm a real gone daddy and a big yellow caddy, and 3/4 of the road is mine. Well, I'm clicking about 7 to 3. When along comes a daddy in another yellow caddy, and he's heading right straight at me. Well, I'm stubborn and tough, so I'm a-calling his bluff, but he's coming at a terrible rate. Well, but now I can see that it's him or me. Only trouble is it's too darn late. What a doggone mess. Well, they found when they came on the scene. Folks came around from all over town just to see what was left of my machine. Well, I hope you can discern it's the hard way to learn that the middle never was the right side. Cause I'm a real stiff daddy in a long black caddy going for a one-way ride.
Beat up Ford. I got a plastic Jesus on my dashboard. I'm going real fast and using lots of gas. There's a guy behind me actually wants to pass. So I put my foot to that accelerator. It's like, hey man, I'll see you later, cause I'm a cool guy with a car. Well, I pull up at a light and this same fellow wants to race me. So I get an early start cause I don't want him to waste me. He thinks it's real tough in his 280Z, but I blow him away in my LTD. And as I cruise down that lonesome highway, there's a recurring thought that I just gotta say that I'm a cool guy with a car. Well, there's only a few things things in this world that I savor as much as a 350 engine with a carburetor. And though you might think I'm a little misguided, just that macho automotive stuff makes me excited. So don't try and tell me to get my priorities straight. At least I don't drive my mom's 98, cause I'm a cool guy with a car. Start her up. Crash! But fortunately, I'm able to avoid a potential collision. Cause I got that superb station wagon handling and simulated wood paneling, and I feel indestructible, not like nothing can harm me. As I search for salvation, I find a Salvation Army, and I drive by that little red thrift store, realize what I was put on this earth for, and that was to be a cool guy with a car, yeah.
I want to shout this out to all my peeps. Well, I'm bad right to the bone. I'll be 17 in a month or so. I live fast, just like a rocket. New driver's permit in my back pocket. Rev my engine at the light. Smoke and squeal as my tires ignite. And the whole world knows exactly what that says about me. Rolling on my grocery after I did not bother my own credit. No Michelin man ever saw a dollar of my cash money with a roll meets a rubber. I'm a riding in the G-Ride, hoofed and jack, never mind the baby seat in the back. I'm a rebel on the run, I'm a man with a mission. I can step past 11 if I get permission. Slide the stop sign and ride your tail. Pass on the shoulder, throwing gravel like hail. The bass is pumping and the whole world knows all about me. For insurance either. No, I don't buy my own. A Michelin, Dunlop, Funeral, and Hoosier, Continental, Sears, Arizona, Inner Cooper, Goodrich, Goodyear, Bridgestone, Pirelli, Yokohama General, Firestone, O'Kelly. I don't buy them, I don't buy my own. I don't buy my own. I don't buy my own. Buy my own tire.
Hiya, friends. Bob Dog here, Sooner and Soper operator of Bob Dog, Dog and Dog, Hot Dog, Sun and Foot Tires, and that means shoes and mean shoes. Means industry. Yes, there's rain on the streets again, and where there's rainwashed streets. I ought to know I'm Bob Dog, hi chick, and it's my privilege to put shoes on your best friend just like he was my own son's car. Here's a pair that'll make the road blush. Wide, they're wider than the car, and safety wrapped before their box is stored forever, and that's a long, long time with seconds. Can make the difference, friends, but don't believe me unless you don't care how much it costs. And I like that kind of man, and if you are, you're the kind of man I like. And I'm going to keep it that way, even if I have to offer you a deal that had to be turned down to be offered to you. And remember this tomorrow when you're awake. You don't have to come to Bob Dog. You can drive around on lemons, for all I care. Like they say, if you live in the water, you don't need a boat. But if you do, give me the first chance at its feats, and you'll drive away a happy tow. Thanks for looking at me. I'm Bob Dog, and I'll be back.
Say, man, let's split.
Who's driving?
Not me.
Not me.
What do you mean, not you?
I need some gas money. I need some gas money. Man, if you really want to go, you have to come up with some snow. I need some gas money.
Well, anytime I'm in your car, no matter where or how we are, you try to get my cash, you say you're out of gas.
I need some gas money. When did you really want?
tell you about my new speed. Built for comfort, just my speed. A Ford Mustang, modified to set the pace. Man, I could hardly wait to get out in the race. It's got a 289 motor with a special Cobra kit. There ain't nothing on the road that can even touch it. It's got 8 carburetors and it uses them all with a 4-speed stick that just won't stall. With that transistor ignition and power pipe exhaust, this is a machine that'll really get lost. Everything built to make it perform. It may not be hot, but it sure is warm. We took delivery at the factory late one night. It was purring like a kitten and moving just right. We pulled up on the freeway like it was going downhill and started passing the sleds like they were standing still. Then all of a sudden, before I could bat an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by. Somebody said, like, that's the wheels for me. But by then, the taillights was all I could see. Well, these cats ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Mustang unwind. Pushed the foot feet clear to the floor, said, that's all there is, there ain't no more. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I was sure I could catch him, and I hoped I could pass, but by then I knew I'd be short on gas. We went around a curve and passed a truck. I pulled out my rabbit's foot just for luck. The fenders just missed a guardrail post. The guy in the back was white as a ghost. I glanced over at the chick on the other side. Her face was blue and I thought she'd died. But I wasn't worried, because what the heck, by now me and that caddy was neck and neck. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road look just like dots. Went around a corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And that Cadillac made it back and let me by. I looked in the mirror and saw something coming. I thought it was a plane by the way it was humming. I'd been caught by a helicopter in the CHP. That was it, gang, the end of me. Well, they busted me and threw me in the can, so there was nothing I could do but call the old man. He said, wail in jail, cause I won't bail. Dang me, he told me not to hop up that Mustang.
Sunday, KBC Speedway right here with you. The Bit Slap Special running until we run out of gas or otherwise. Good morning, I'm KBC, and this is my race, and it's my rules, all right? And we're in no hurry, so it's not a race at all. It's just a bunch of car songs. You go to any Wendy's during the summer, you're going to find one just like this. Without all the noise. Okay, so we started with something called The Car Song by Todd Butler. You caught that, right? Okay, you have to listen closely. The man, I hated that truck, was a guy named Dave Stamey from 2022. Don Bowman. Jiminy Cricket, story of a car, I guess. Steve Martin's used cars. I don't know where that came from. I think it was a TV bit from somewhere, not Saturday Night Live, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all. So shut up. Don Bowman again. How come it is that I buy you the car like this? All right. Driving along was Harry Nielsen. Driving in Boston was our old friend Emo Phillips. Hoosier Hotshots. He'd have to get under, get out and get under and fix up his automobile. Kind of like what we got now, except you can't get under these cars nowadays without a PhD. Studebaker Conestoga was the Riders in the Sky. One of the first autos, one of the first mass transit vehicles, except for the train, but yeah. Real Gone Daddy was Howie Strange, Wally Pleasant, the cool guy with the car, not like the real Gone Daddy. We heard Haywood Banks, Tires. Yeah, they're not buying their own tires. We Need Gas Money was Jan and Arnie. That was also done by the Turtles. I don't know who wrote it, though. I looked it up, but I couldn't find out. Because I didn't pursue it far enough. All right, that's your job. Hopped Up Mustang, that was Arlen Sanders. Okay, and that sounded familiar, didn't it? Yes, it did. So we're kind of at the bottom of the barrel car song wise, but we still have a number of interesting little vehicles coming up. But like any good program of its sort here, we do have our problems. In other words, sponsors. And here comes one right now.
America, hit the sunny side of Easy Street in the multitasking Pinata Transformer.
It's a buffed out high school RV party van that falls apart at the touch of a bumper.
Total it, and the parts reassemble into the sports vehicle of your extreme dream.
Whoa. It's transformed into a Sherpa-sucking Tom Cruise and South Face Glacier-grabbing awesome avalanche and snow sniper. Hit the slopes! Stuff the dune!
Holy Harley! It's a cherried-out, bold-wheeling, cliff-hanging, desert-eating, fully camouflaged bushbuster. I'm freaking weekending out of here!
So weak, dude. Now it's a so wicked surf slapping lap dancing margarita sniffing jet juice whitewater wave wanker. Aloha, water whip.
The Pinata Transformer Fiesta package with Bushbuster, Snow Sniper, and Wave Wanker.
The American Family Fun Fun Van.
Today's Transformer rated PG-13 for language and violence. See it tomorrow at Andy Chrysler's Cigarette of Transportation in Billville's Roadkill Auto Mart.
A smile, take a Ford or a Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Yes, if you drive a baby slow, that's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of Rocket 88. All right, let's ride a little bit. She said, step on the gas, John, darling, and stop all that teasing me. I said, motor ahead, baby, yes, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, oh, no. Yes, he treats her wrong.
Saturday night downtown, I was cruising around. My wife, feel wild, walk straight through streets of Chevrolet in my Chevrolet.
Thank you.
mighty knot. Get out of the way. I'm out wild, 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 straight through Shooter, Chevrolet. I'm out Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Joe Brackney, and have I got a car deal for you. We are drastically overstocked on last year's models, and we're going to pass this stupid buying mistake on to you. I've got Malibus, Ticonderogas, Shibas, Swarlax, and Flitfuls, Deep Tomasero Panteras, and a limited edition of our special GT Tarbiter. We guarantee the lowest prices and mileage, or we'll give you a free undercoating on your trade-in, or my name ain't Larry. This is Joe Brackney saying, come on in and see our fantastic selection. Now here's today's Brackney Used Car Special.
A 1968 Sturbo GT Gazebo 4-door Super Coupe with Costapedic interior and fan leather brakes under 80,000 miles, like new and never before driven. Today's Brackney price, $29.95.
At Joe Brackney's, we'll meet you head on.
Well, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury.
The Turnpike of Life. The story that asks the question, can a girl find happiness and romance giving driving lessons to men?
Excuse me. Are you Midge Pasteur?
Yes.
My name is Arthur Fanton. I'd like to learn how to drive. I hear you're a great teacher.
I'm one of the best.
Is this what I'll learn in?
Yes.
But this is the new Pontiac Bonneville Vista with wide track wheels spread 5 inches farther apart for better balance.
You seem to know something about driving already. What else do you know?
This is the front of the car.
Yes.
You can tell by the distinctive Pontiac grille.
Very good. Keep going.
And this, well, this is the side of the car.
Right.
With its cameo ivory, jewel-tone magic mirror, acrylic lacquer finish, which needs no polishing and actually improves with age.
Incredible! What else?
And this is the Pontiac rear deck with its graceful lines and fantastic luggage capacity, big enough for 14 pieces.
I have nothing further to teach you. Drive.
And so, I drove right off, because the new Pontiac almost drives itself. Since Pontiac is the only, and I mean only, car with wide track wheels, it has unmatched stability on curves. No sway, no lean, and it's so easy to handle, even for a beginner. Once I got a bit overconfident and Midge chided me.
Fine!
It was then I realized that Midge Pasteur was a person. At the end of our drive, I found myself saying, I love everything about you. The color of your Pontiac, your frugality in getting the Tempest 420E engine that's optional at no extra cost and saves up to 5 cents per gallon using regular gas.
Oh, Arthur, say it again about the regular gas.
It saves up to 5 cents per gallon using regular gas. And, darling, I think that two can drive as inexpensively as one in a Pontiac.
Oh, Arthur, they can. Arthur, I know a little place where we can have dinner and get married. Just the three of us.
And so, will Midge and Arthur find happiness as they drive down the turnpike of life in their new Pontiac? You bet your boots.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm Billy Bob Joe Brown, Jr. for Billy Bob Jr.'s Used Construction Vehicles. We're located right here in San Paquita. You know, whether or not it's for the wife shopping trips, or maybe you're sending the kids off to college, or maybe you just want a sporty second vehicle for the whole darn family, why don't you come on down and test drive one of these beauties today? Right here is a 1978 skip loader. Drive it for 10 days. If you're not completely satisfied with it, bring it back on a free 10-day trial exchange. Here's a 977K Caterpillar. It's only got 8 hours on it, but I've got to sell it as a used cat. Here's a unit crane. It's a classic. It's got air conditioning, power windows, and, of course, 8-track stereo. Easy terms here at Billy's. With every construction vehicle sold, why, we'll give you 2 free tickets to Fred Wilson's Action News Show on KRUD. I'll see you here.
We got the best darned up trucks and the sturdiest cranes. Caterpillars, tractors, and forklifts.
Why I scream and getting to rush. I ride a tractor in the cotton field. I fling a banana peel onto a cotton bowl. Thought it was a salad bowl. Now with my stifle, I whip out my rifle. Now the trigger goes off. It's a bird from above. Cause honey is my for a clown. I ride a tractor in the cotton. Oh, yes, I'm riding a John Deere tractor in the cotton today. And what did the John Deere tractor say to the clown? Hello, John Deere. The turning of the steering wheel. There goes the jackrabbit through the brush. A quiet scream beginning to rush. I ride a tractor in the cotton field. Oh yeah, that is a good John Deere tractor as long as I keep diesel in it and it's running. In the tractor.
I'm sick of these SOBs. They're driving these SUVs and trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. I'm sick of these SOBs. They're driving these SUVs and trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. Wait a minute. Now, I don't
care what you're driving. Nobody has to drive that damn fast. Where could you possibly be going? Now, I can remember when I could name every car on the road. You had Cadillacs, Chevrolets, Buicks, Pontiacs, Lincolns, Chryslers, and Fords. Now, everybody's driving SUVs, and they all look the same. Mountain Monsters and Land Eaters, all kind of old crazy names. Now, if my old car lets me down or somebody decides to steal her, I ain't wasting no time, going straight to the top. I'm buying an 18-wheeler. I'm sick of these SOBs. They're driving these SUVs and trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. I'm tired of these SOBs driving these SUVs and trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. I can't take no more. I can't take no more. Can't take no more, can't take no more, can't take no more, can't take no more.
Upon the petrol gauge, it's been on for 15 minutes. 'Cause when the glow comes on and all we're running on is trust. When they say you can't go on, well, that is when we bust.
Steel, you nerve have heart, recruit for the servo siren calls. Your courage shall be rewarded with fuel and sausage rolls. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast. Have courage, we will last. Oh. Oh.
Although we ne'er have said a word for you, a forge of iron, but here we are in the crimson realm. Let's pray your gauge is lying, for we have drained the tank before us, stranded on the Hume. But to be fair, that was my fault. We pushed too far on fuel.
As we march beyond the light, I feel no greater thrill. This I vow to you, my sweet, your heart will get its fill. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast, have courage, we will last. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady, hold fast, have courage, we will last.
But you ask nothing of me. We can go the distance with your first class fuel economy. The lady of the map, she tells of a station up ahead. In 20 clicks you can be sure I'll get you washed and fed.
With hope and valor grill to boot, we execute the plan. It's only when we're told we can't we truly prove we can. Hold steady, hold fast, we're running out of gas. Hold steady,
bridge we will last.
My car is a
piece of shit. I wanna drive you off a cliff, watch you crash into a ravine. All the things you did to me, you stupid car. I wanna make myself a pipe bomb, blow your damn midget back to hell, where I know you're from. Piece of crap. You aren't even worth a toll. To a jughead or a place where you sit and lay your waste. I wish you die. I'm wrong if I'm like you, I'm like soon. Can you tell me how much longer it will be until I'm ready to call you? By lightning or something. My confidence in you is sold in every part I buy. I guess I'm just a sucker with a limit. So bugger up and kiss another patient. Goodbye. You live more than a newborn baby. I change your oil all the time, but still you need some more. Your fluid puddles come in assorted colors. Just wonderful variety of problems. Good Lord.
Will there be a time where I know I can drive?
Lane Sunday driver won't get out of my way. I'm in a hurry, places to be. I've got a lot.
counting on me.
I'm not sure if they're trying to be a pain,
or they're trying to be a pain.
If you're gonna crawl, move to the right lane.
Your brain, the right lane.
Wretched driver, must use for my day.
You ought to lead, lead, follow, or get out of the way. I'm getting angry, what can I do? If I had a cop car and a siren, they'd be through. Don't really wish him any ill will, but my patience has been tested, I've had my fill.
And I'm not sure if they're trying to be a pain,
or they're trying to be a pain.
If you're gonna crawl, move to the right lane.
Your brain, the right lane.
Wretched driver, please don't spoil my day.
You ought to lead, lead, follow, or get out of the way. For the love of God, people, can anyone tell me why? Won't they let me by?
Records. although I oughtn't, I'll admit, it's filled my life with care. I'm losing all my hair, for every time I start it up, there's something sure to split. I don't know how to fix it, so I think I'd better quit. Last night I had a breakdown and I almost gave up hope. A washer came apart, that's why it wouldn't start. I sent a boy for washers, but he was an awful dope. He brought me back a scrubbing brush, a towel, and some soap. Oh, I think I oughtn't ought to anymore, for autoing is losing all its fun. The tires start to swearing and the motor needs repairing. When you think it's fixed, your trouble's just begun. Pedestrians have lost their sense of humor. When you run one of them over, he'll get sore. If your auto kills a copper, some old fool will make a stopper. So I think I oughtn't ought to anymore. Last summer I was slaying in my little runabout. I slayed some sheep and hogs and 37 dogs. If I'd have had a faster car, I've not the slightest doubt. I might have slew a cow or two if there were any out. I knocked a fellow speechless just beside the village green. He grabbed my hub and spoke. He took it as a joke. I paid a blacksmith 25 to patch up my machine. And then I found the man I struck drank all my gasoline. So I think I oughtn't ought to anymore, for autoing's a terrible expense. The farmers want to sue you, they have horses trained to do you, and if you don't hit them first, they'll take offense. They'll collar you if they should find you speeding. It's fine for them, that's what the fine is for. Once I paid $200 for two automobile collars, and I think I oughtn't ought to anymore.
All right, at some point we're all going to hang up our keys, but not right now, because right now you don't even need keys. You're just going to need a little thing in your pocket. Oh, times have changed. Started up top with young John Watson from 1953, not to confuse with old John Watson, who's, you know, an old young Johnson is probably old by now, too. So Motorhead Baby, that was Hamsters. The Hamsters, and that was Chevrolet and Mercury Blues. We heard also from the Hamsters, Turnpike of Life, an early thing done for Pontiac by Nichols and May, my favorites. I Ride a Tractor was the legendary Stardust Cowboy, Norman C. Odom from Oklahoma, I believe. Better Than Walking Home was Joyce Moore from 1953. The, let's see, Mem Shannon, I don't know what that means. Mem Shannon is his name, and that was SUV, you heard it. Beyond the Light, that was The Longest Johns, A Tale of Courage. Let's see, Two-Ton Paperweight was Psycho Stick. My car is a two-ton paperweight. Wretched Driver was Van Harden, and You Stupid Sumbitch, Get the Fuck Out of the Left Lane was Alabama Big Earl, okay? And then Edward M. Meeker, I Think I Oughtn't Auto Anymore, okay? That's to all you folks who, you know, have an older uncle or granddad or president who shouldn't drive anymore, okay? By the way, did you know that former presidents are not allowed to drive? That means Donald Trump, who never learned anyway, means Bill Clinton, you know, they can't drive. It's interesting. I didn't know that. Auto Salvage coming up, and one more from Paul Gilbert, and I will see you next week. But again, another word from our sponsor.
December 24th, to a chimney near you.
You better not pout.
You better not cry.
You better not shout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. It's Santa Bug.
Jolly St. Nick is back.
In a super tinsel turbocharged eggnog burning reindeer powered funny sleigh.
Pulled by Dasher.
Dancer.
Prancer.
Vixen.
Comet.
Cupid.
Donner.
And Roseanne Barr.
Santa Bug.
Special guest reindeer.
Rudolph.
His red nose is on fire.
See the Grinch try to cripple Kris Kringle.
In a crushing Christmas crunch-a-thon.
Wise men bearing gifts get in free.
Santa Bug.
He's gonna fill your stocking full of mud.
Bring your mistletoe.
Santa Bug.
Peace on earth. Good wheels toward men.
Ho, ho, ho.
Inside the heart of
think of the people that are there. Like the 53 miles was a streamlined car. When the streamlined cars are gone, what kind of person on the 53 now? A car, don't you know how far it takes you? But when you travel far, how many times did it pull you through? How many times did it pull you through? Sometime ago, there were better cars, better than your Fords and Chevys, but you find them.
spending money, gonna get me a ticket, and I'll buy you one if you come.